geese and turkeys used to have a lot more to do. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Philip Sponnenberg, professor of genetics and pathology at the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech, profiles the essential duties these birds used to perform.
A few important roles of animals have long been forgotten. We usually think of eating them, riding them, or keeping them around as pets, but in past eras, several breeds provided services that helped keep human life intact. Cotton farmers in the South depended on two kinds of poultry to keep their valuable crop intact. One of these was the cotton patch goose. These are small geese that are athletic, active, and voracious consumers of grass. Geese leave everything else alone in their search for blades of grass, making them ideal as weeders for the broadleafed cotton plant that they shun in favor of weedy grass. The second essential component was turkeys. Turkeys, in contrast to geese, prefer insects to plants. Turkeys would work a cotton field, avidly searching out and consuming insect pests that could harm the growing cotton plants. Neighbors would each keep different colors of turkeys so that ownership could be sorted out in time for Thanksgiving. These birds were so essential that bankers would only lend money to a cotton farmer if the farm also had geese and turkeys. The birds were assurance that the cotton crop would succeed. The traditional roles for these poultry faded with the arrival of chemically based controls for weeds and insects. Declining demand, decreased numbers of birds, and they nearly became extinct. Not even the secondary use of geese as alert guards for moonshine stills could reverse the trend. Fortunately, the Livestock Conservancy has found a few stubborn souls that kept the cotton patch geese around, and these are now making a comeback on southern homesteads. Traditional turkeys have also reversed their slide to extinction. This reversal holds true, even though few farmers use these birds in their traditional roles as partners in cotton production.
That was Philip Sponnenberg of Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.